Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of On Point. I'm your host, Dave Trey, and we want to say a happy Valentine's Day, a day early for all of those incredibly wonderful people that know the idea, believe in the concept and the institution of love still. With me today is my boy, my partner, best friend, Dr. Jay Moore. How you doing, bruh? How you feeling today?
Hey, good morning, man. Yeah, man, you know, today is a beautiful day in Arizona. I can't really complain. I think this is the only place you can go from needing a heater one day and 72 hours later needing your air conditioning. So, you know, you got to love it.
87 degrees. I'm loving it.
Trey, we also have a special guest with us today.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Gilbert Sines.
Wonderful author. Absolutely. Mr. Sines. Yes. Go ahead, Trey. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was getting excited.
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
Stuff going on this morning.
I know that he's working on a new book as well, and he has a book out already, and I want to give him an opportunity to tell everybody where it's located, what it's all about, and then we'll go ahead and express what we're going to go into. How you feeling today, Gilbert?
Hey, thank you for having me. It feels great to be here today. It's a beautiful day, nice and sunny as well too, and I am working on on my second book out right now. It's like a collection of love poems, and it has like different series that I'm currently working on, and I'm really excited about it. It's a really good product.
Oh, cool. What do you have the title on it already?
Yeah, it's going to be Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, and that place is like a little mini series of like 10 poems. And I also have other ones that I'm working on now, Struggles of a Broken Heart, which it has like different themes in it too. And then I also have like another one that I'm going to do for like a recovery. It's going to have like all the 12 steps, and I'm going to do a poem to each different step. I'm currently working on that. So it's going to have like different poems, but it's also going to have like a couple different series in it as well too. So it's going to be a really good book. I can't wait to put it out there.
Man, you sound like you're on the move. You're kind of busy. And I love the idea that what you're writing also is wildly in tune with what we're going to be doing today. For those of you listening, we appreciate our listenership. You guys have been phenomenal. Everyone listening, thank you so very much. Please forgive my voice if I sound a little nasally. Your boy has been battling that pneumonia and asthma. So, but I'm back. Rah. it's not a shameless plug, but it's actually leading to where we're going. This evening, we would love for everyone to tune in. You'll be able to hear a little bit more of Gilbert, First Sincere, The Q, Abdul Speaks, Lady Queen, The Professor, of course. Truth be told, we have a show for you. And all in the spirit of the Lover's Holiday, Valentine's Day. Today we're going to engage.
I know where we're going, but before we do that, Trey, I got a question for Gilbert.
Go ahead.
Gilbert, how did you get into writing? I'm curious. I'm sure our listeners are probably curious. What prompted you? Was it an event that, or was it something you just kind of one day you woke up? I hate to say try, but was there some sort of poignant event in your life that made you pick up the pen and start putting your words to paper?
You know, it was and that's a good question. It was a kind of like a couple events that came together. And when I was younger, I used to just like start writing poems, and then didn't sound that bad, but I never followed up. It's not through when I got older that I kind of like developed it more. And because I go out and I go out and do live performances sometimes on the open mics, and that mm-hmm. helps me expand more. So it more like it just came to me, and like when I write the poems, like I'm able to kind of get in touch with like my subconscious and my spiritual side. And sometimes like when I write them at different times. Like there's one where I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with an intense dream, and I wrote that dream, and I couldn't go back to sleep until I wrote it. And I wrote that whole poem, and it ended up being a good poem called A Dream. And it's just like, it just sometimes I kind of like it, I'm able to go into that to that part of our mind that we usually, you know, that people aren't able to tap and utilize, and I'm able to write it down on paper and kind of bring it to you. You know, I'm able to go into that subconscious and to my spiritual side. And I've had like different events, like a lot of experiences that in my writings, like with eagles. I live out in the country, and I see a lot of bald eagles. I seen like three yesterday, and I had one, I had, you know, with like an eagle and owl, and just things like that. To me, that's like really spiritual, like really close encounters that kind of inspire my writing.
That's your material. That's your material.
Yeah. It inspired me. And it's just great.
So for me, I mean, you sound like, a pure romantic, and just so people know, romance isn't always of a physical nature. It's in my opinion, it's more of an acknowledgement of adoration toward a thing specifically, or an extreme adoration of it. It builds romance there. You could be you can have food can be romantic, you know.
Music.
Oh man, it can. Go ahead, elaborate, doctor.
Well, you know, for me, you mentioned two of my favorite things. I love like a nice R&B jam. I love just I don't want to say smooth jazz, because I'm not, and by no disrespect to the folks out there who really tear it up on the saxophone, because I love the saxophone, but there's smooth jazz, and then there's smooth jazz. That smooth jazz is what I like. But if you couple that with food, and me being like a guy from the food industry, there's certain dishes that you can make that actually it pulls out, it draws out that love, that taste, that I would even go to say lust. And I'll tell you, one of the best compliments I ever got from a dish.
Did you just say
a girl?
Did you
told
just
me,
mention food porn?
I'm about to make it dirty food porn, and I'm about to
go
get porn. No, the young
lady. Get dirty.
She
get
told
dirty.
Me something I made. She told me the food that I made was orgasmic, and that was like to me the greatest compliment that I've ever received on food. And ever since then, my attempt is to always try to duplicate something that gets that compliment, because that was,
right.
You know, it's when you can take anything, whether it's a poem or music or food or words, and make them spiritual or sexual or even sexual to a nature, where someone says, oh, that was orgasmic, or that was enlightening, or that was, to me, that is, In my perspective, in my lens, one of the greatest things that any type of artist, whether it's a food artist, a music artist, a word artist, whatever, for someone to say that lifted my spirit, or it was orgasmic, or, you know, I had one lady say, hey, she said two different things. She said, can I slather this all over my body, which I thought was interesting, but she also asked if she could marry me after eating some of my food.
Wow.
Fine, but and I was like, that's also a very good compliment. It's not orgasmic, but it's a good compliment. So I think, you know, for me, food is sensual, it's sexual, it's spiritual, it's simple, it's complicated, it's divine, it's everything you can think of. So for me, like, you know, when someone says, hey, you want to go out on a date or this, that, or the other, I'm like, why don't you let me cook? And for me, you know, not
oh,
only does that allow me to
dog,
do what I do.
Lie dog.
Well, no. But it also tells me where
say, come here,
that
girl. Let me introduce you to my truffle.
Well, yeah, No, it's not. You know, because a lot of people say, hey, if I want to cook for you, I'm just trying to get you to my house. For me, it goes way beyond that. If I'm cooking for you, I like you. If I'm cooking for you, I'm testing a couple of things. I'm testing palate. I'm testing your perspectives, all that stuff. I'm looking at that.
See, and that's me. That's me. If I can interject, that's me. I love to be a descriptive. I've come up with something called black and white writer. Back in well before I was born, but back in the 30s and 40s, when cinema was mostly in black and white, they were descriptive in everything that they presented.
Mm-hmm.
If a man yeah. loved a woman, he said, "You know, I'd love you, Miss. Yeah, you know, I love you, Sally. I love you now. I love you always." He would bend her over and, you know, bend her backwards and give her a hard kiss. Shut up. Bend her backwards, give her a hard kiss. And you get the idea that, you know. But any time that something was about to happen, it would elude to it. It never showed it. So there was always class
right.
about it. It left something to the imagination, and those old black and white movies. So when I'm a black and white writer, I like to be as descriptive mm-hmm. as possible. I think it's sexy. If something gives you joy, and is climactic at the same time, that's a joygasm.
that makes sense.
That's how I aspire for my writing to be. I want to touch a nerve. I want to be so descriptive that the only thing you can do is imagine being in that spot, in that place. This evening, you guys are going to love what we have in store for you. RadioPhoenix.org are on point. We're on point. We want y'all to tune in this evening.
Great show planned tonight. Also,
we have a great show planned.
Why don't you give them? Yes, give them my number, Trey, if you would, now, if anybody wants to call and chime in. And after you do that, I want to hear from Brother Gilbert about, you know, we saw his inspiration, but I got a question for him after you give him the number.
347-855-8662. Touch base with us now. Feel free, give us a call, and we would love to give you more information. And before the end of the show, we'll give you all of our contact info. And or you can email us at weareonpointphx@gmail.com.
On point phx@gmail.com.
Yes. And 347-855-8662. Call us. Gilbert, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
My question for Gilbert. Gilbert, here's my question. Trey and I both talked about what we find essential about art or food, and you mentioned the spiritual side. As the type of writer that you are, as the type of man that you are, what's that sensual piece for you? What is it that you find, like either about a lady or about your words, what is it that just draws it out, like that just pulls it out of you?
Well, I like to believe, and like some of my writings where I kind of really go into like what Trey was talking before, the getting more descriptive part, I kind of, you know, some of them are a little bit more erotic, but they're classy because I believe, like, you know, when you make love, that's spiritual, and I try and capture the spiritual, you know, part of it, and I try and put it down on paper because,
wow.
you know, if you, you know, do it with the right person and, you know, and it's really true love, you know, it can be like a spiritual, you know, experience as well. And I try and capture that part, and, you know, that's what a lot of my writings are about. I try and capture that, and I try and put it in words for you so you can kind of see what I'm saying. And, you know, a lot of my writings.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks. Thanks. And a lot of my writings, like I said, I got in series, but a lot of them, like, my writing is real. Like, you know, sometimes, like with my series, Struggles of a Broken Heart, it doesn't have a happy ending towards the end because it's in real life. Like, I have different themes like betrayals, regrets, love versus lust, and things like that. And in real life, it doesn't end, you know, like me riding away in the sunset. you know, right. you know, with victory. So, you know, it's also, you know, realistic as well, too.
Well, by the title, Struggles, you can tell that, you know, it's going to be something that challenges you.
Something there because he said sometimes it's spiritual. And I thought, you know, that's true because, you know, you've been with that one person. You're like, man, this is spiritual. And I know y'all can deny it if you want, but you've been with a person. You're like, ooh, I really need a shower in the sway after this. And it's not because it was whipped cream. It was because you just feel kind of dirty afterwards because it didn't go the way you thought. So, yes, that's what it was for me. I mean, you're kind of like, ooh, I kind of regret that. I didn't go to church.
Yeah. Have you ever
a bleach and go to church at
That's foul. That is so foul.
We've all had.
But have you ever been in that situation in the intimate moment was so deep, so gripping that you got lost? You got lost.
You
forgot where you were. And you're like, okay. I think that to me is spiritual. It's uncanny, almost scary that you are so deep into a moment that you lose yourself. India Irie has this song called Brown Skin, and it says, I don't know where mine ends and his begins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from the female perspective, but that would be deep. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep. Have you ever had that, Gilbert? Have you ever pushed that envelope?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of
with reservation.
My writing,
I've given up all my secrets now.
I heard Gil. You said, "Yeah." go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I'm saying in line with today. And the history of Valentine's Day is totally different than how we celebrate it. But for what it stands for today, for what we know it as today, it's supposed to be acknowledgement of those you care about, those you love, those you like or adore, you admire. And in anything, you have a – today we're with – an author and a chef today, a chef and a writer, and each individual is presenting something that expresses passion. So the question is, how do you define passion? How do you define passion, Jay?
Wow. Wow, it's complicated and it's not. I think that passion is something that you sink your anything and everything into, and you have no fear of doing it. You have no regrets. You just put your heart and soul into it, and you know, obviously you want something, you know, positive to come of it, but you don't have a fear of anything negative coming up. That's me.
Okay, that's different. And Gil, how do you define passion?
Passion would have to be, and I could relate that to my poetry, is finding something you love and just doing it, you know, regardless, just going forward and going full speed, you know, going out in the audience, putting yourself out there and just doing it. And you know, practicing it and learning from it and just trying to get better at it. But just something that you really love doing and just going for it full speed. And, you know, whatever obstacles come, you somehow overcome them and you get better as you do it, and it shows, you know, you become better at it, but it's finding something that you're willing to go that extra drive for.
I see. Me, mine, the definition of passion for me is that thing that envelops you at a moment where everything else ceases to exist but that. It's hotter, it's sweeter, it's clearer or more vivid, it's more ingratiating, it's more captivating. It's that moment that's passion to me.
You didn't say creamier.
That's for the show.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, I'd like to hear some words for each of us. But before we do, a quick little thing. I just want to share this with everybody. I want to talk to you real quick about Stuff at Olives. Great olives, great gourmet foods. And they have really great olive oil from Italy and Spain and California. Reach out to them at www.stuffatolives.com. If you place an order over $100, send an email to bob@stuffatolives.com. He'll throw in anything you like on his website, absolutely free. Send the code radio, and he'll hook you up. I just have to put that out there. Now, Trey, I know that
yes.
Mr. Signs has some words for us. I think you have some words.
Yes.
I might even have a couple. So can we get that started before we end today? I'd like to hear. Mr. Signs, do you have a little something you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I actually got a poem. How much, like I got a poem probably like about a little over about 3 minutes. Was that cool?
Perfect. Yeah.
All right, this one is called Looking for Love. The beauty that I see in her is so real. It makes me feel like I'm made out of steel. Her beauty alone takes my breath away. That sparkle in her eyes warms up my day. I give her a hug and feel her heartbeat. The warmth of her spirit knocks me off my feet. Like flowers in the afternoon as she begins to bloom, I'm so attracted to her whenever she is in the room. Her touch is so intense, my heart can't stand the suspense. All my emotions just make no sense. There goes the rain again, falling on this earth. I can appreciate all her beauty and everything she's worth. I would cherish her heart. I would appreciate her soul. My passion for her burns out of control. Her body I would worship from head to toe. And together we both could spiritually grow. Like a tree standing strong in the middle of the rain. Just looking to her eyes takes away all my pain. Together, through God, we're both one and the same. She is a medicine for my heart, the healer of my soul. Falling in love with her, I cannot control. My entire life, I have felt fear and rejected. Being with her as my dead heart becomes resurrected. She has injected my soul with nothing but love. Her beauty is something that I always think of. She's like an angel sent from up above. With such a beautiful spirit made out of love. When she is around, my heart starts to dance. Her beautiful blue eyes put me in a trance. I have been through a lot, but what I say is true. I'm sorry, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Nice. Nicely done.
I love it.
Nicely done. Good deal, man.
Nicely done.
I can't wait to hear some of your other stuff. Trey, I think you got something you want to share, too. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. What you got for us, bro?
Let me see.
That was beautiful, by the way. I just want to share that.
Yes, it was. Yes,
okay.
It was. You heard the finger snaps. There was some
moves.
Yeah,
I did.
Thanks,
man.
Okay. It is, I'm just saying. I woke up in the morning, captivated by the first rays of the morning sun. I looked over at the pillow, kind of empty, wondering. Was I alone? I stepped out of the bed, walked into the front room, eyes cast glary. I see myself standing there, no cheer, no greeting. This is scary. I sit down inside my chair that's soft and comforting too, but it has nothing, nothing as warm and as soft as you to comfort me, to capture me, to make my soul set free. I am here all alone. I wish you were here with me. Stand up, I walk to the counter, I grab myself a cup. I place inside this chai, vanilla, and I know exactly what's up. I feel this passion waving over me because it's the last drink you and I shared. Yet I'm still alone, I'm standing here, and I'm still kind of scared. But then the phone rings, and my heart beats a little faster and such. I'm almost anticipating the fire when I answer, and you're there with that love, that sensuality, and so much, much more. You don't understand exactly what it is you do to bring this out of me. You don't understand exactly what it is you do, how you set my spirits free. You don't understand exactly what it is that you do to me when you set my soul on fire. You don't understand exactly what it is you do to me when you make my soul aspire to be a better man, to be a better friend, to be a better lover, and so much more. I answer the phone, your voice is on the other line, and I simply just adore. You don't have to say much, and that's quite all right. And all you simply say, hello, brown man of mine, I hope you have a good day. And all that anxiety built up is now just gone. And I feel, even in your absence, I'm no longer alone. And I know this is real. This is sincere. There is no playing. This is the epitome of love to me. And I'm just saying. There you go, gents.
Nice. Very nice. I like it. I like it. But, man, I'm supposed to follow y'all, too. I follow that.
I like it.
Wow.
Good job, Trey. I like it.
That's good.
You know, sometimes we have those moments where we're alone, and she just makes us, she'll make you just want to hear her voice. That's it. That's all it's saying.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, that's two tough acts to follow. All right. Well, you know, I was thinking, and I was talking with someone, and they talked about, you know, because we talk a little bit about love and how, you know, people get, you know, that, you know, all the different perspectives, but sometimes just being your dude and squashing that bug. And I know we're getting short on time, so I'm going to go through this real quick. I'm going to just say, another year has come and gone, and it's a special day. We look for someone to tell us they love us in a special way, perhaps a restaurant and your favorite meal. Something nice that we know is real. But let me tell you something that works. I know where it is that your back hurts. I know where to rub to make you feel better. I'm that brother for no reason, write you a letter. I'm gent that washes and gasses up your car. In my subtle ways, I tell you that you're my star. I'm the guy that won't sweep dust or your feelings under the rug. I'm the one you call when you see a bug. I'm the dude you call when you're in the mood. I'm that man, when you're in bed, I'll bring you food. I'm the man that will hold your hand when you're sick, well, or doing just grand. Just know that when you look left or right, I'm by your side, fighting the good fight. I may be mushy, I may be bold, but I'll be there when it's warm and when it's cold. Simply put, I am your man.
He all did right, that.
Good.
So, hey, listen, everybody, we want y'all to join us this evening. Join us this evening. Hear the professor do it again. Hear Gilbert do it again. I hate to leave, but we got to go. Raise your glasses, bottoms to the top.
your very idea of bringing it to the party.
Peace.
See you next week.